Hi, it's Mac. It's McColgan here on Audio Boo. It is Thursday, 19th of March, approximately. No, it is exactly 4 p.m. Just heading up through the parks to pick up some stuff up the town, as I say. I thought I'd give you a quick update on the issue with our multi-fuel stove installation. You may remember last Monday I had a very angry rant about communication breakdown. So what happened that evening, or late afternoon, was the time I had informed my wife what was not going to happen on a Tuesday morning, after we had made so much preparation, almost emptied the living room for these guys to come in, that it wasn't to go ahead. So I phoned the company and I got the receptionist, who said that Ian, who's the owner, that Ian was due to come in and would probably phone me before 6 p.m. And he didn't. So I phoned his mobile number, but actually it wasn't his mobile number, it was his wife's. And I explained I needed to speak to Ian pronto. I'm putting these words a wee bit mildly. I didn't take any issue with his wife or the secretary. I didn't want to lay this on them. So anyway, I eventually got in touch with Ian. This was just after 6 p.m. And he explained that it was due to the fact that Blyth Marble hadn't the specially ordered plinth, hearth plinth as it were, they hadn't got round to cutting it, and they had about three or four weeks to do that. It normally takes 7 to 10 days. Anyway, he was laying it on Blyth Marble, but I laid it on him because I explained to him it was no excuse for a company to phone at 4:30 on an evening to tell the customer that the work that was due to be carried out on the following morning wasn't going ahead. And I told him about all the preparation inside and out and how blazingly angry my wife was, and also explained to him that she was threatening to just cancel the whole thing, get her deposit back and go elsewhere. Now bear in mind that we had troubles. I think I mentioned this. We had troubles with about three different companies about 3 or 4 years ago when we were trying to get a stove installed then. And we couldn't believe how these companies treated us. Shocking. As if they didn't want the work, to be honest with you. You know, it's just crazy stuff. Anyway, I remember when we first met Ian, and as I said, Ian was a brilliant guy, and he says so, you know, he's so knowledgeable, so informative, and such a bloody nice guy, just a nice guy to get on with. And we found a rare treat and spoke about it all the way home. So I said to Ian on the phone, look, do you remember our conversation when we first met? He says, I do. And I said, do you remember I mentioned about why we abandoned this whole idea for about 3 or 4 years? He says, yes, I do. He says, and here we are, you're doing the same to us, are similar to us as those other companies. And he, to be honest, he was ashamed. He admitted, he says, I'm totally ashamed at the way this has worked out. And he ate humble pie on many occasions on quite a lengthy telephone call. And by the end of that, he was trying to see what he could do with Blyth Marble, if he could get it by the end of the week, etc. And I just threw the Mary abandoning the whole affair back into him, and I think that's what stirred them up. So what he said was, look, how about I send down a temporary plinth and get the stove installed, because the biggest part of this job is installing the flue. Actually, setting the stove into position onto the end of the flue inside your living room is the easy part. Installing the flue, cutting up through your walls, up through your soffit, installing the flue properly, and checking the balance and everything. He says that's the biggest part of the job. The rest is only about 10%, if that. How about if I do that? And I, of course, said, well, that will certainly appease both of us if we can have the stove installed tomorrow. And then, as he said, when they do eventually get the plinth, whether it comes from Blyth Marble or not, he'll send his guys back down, they'll slide the stove away, take the temporary plinth out and install the proper, correct new plinth, the one we choose at the end of the day, that is. And then just slide the stove back on. And I said, well, that's absolutely fine. We'll go with that, because we're off for the weekend tomorrow morning. We're not back till Monday afternoon, Monday evening. So that's 4 days away. And that gives him a chance to chase Blyth Marble up. To be honest with you, part of the conversation was about Blyth Marble, and this all ties in with communication breakdown with companies, because they didn't communicate to him that they hadn't got round to cutting the stone yet. He hadn't chased them up hard enough to make sure they had the stone ready in time, and he didn't phone me until 4:30 to tell me that the stone wasn't ready. So you see what I'm getting at here? It's not just what his communication failure with us, but Blyth Marble's communication failure with him and him with them. At the end of the day, the end customer, which is us, are the ones that get the upset, the anger and the rage. And I'll tell you something, I was absolutely angry that night. I was absolutely angry. But my wife, oh my God, I think I did use the word in my morning thoughts following that she was absolutely beeling with rage. She couldn't believe we were going through all this again. And of course, I get the brunt of that, because she has to lay it off on someone, and I'm the only one she can lay it off on. So I have to stand there soaking up her anger and her rage, and quite rightly so. But I've done it for years, so there you go. She eventually calmed down, but I think both of us went to bed that night and we didn't sleep too well, because that type of anger doesn't dissipate, you know, so quickly. It tends to linger in your mind. So you go to bed and it's playing about in your head all night. But anyway, so Tuesday morning Julie came. Believe this or if you're not, I got a phone call at 8:10 saying the guys were on their way down and would be there before 9. They were there well before 9. I think it was about 5 to 9, 10 to 9 they arrived. I was actually in the Nick Holloway Voxy's breathing space with Adrian Wicks at Turbostream. And I sent Adrian a wee message and said, look, I might have to bail because these guys are going to come down just after 9. And I'd hardly sent the message, and this was about 10 to 9, 5 to 9. Hardly sent the message, and the doorbell went. So, these guys, three young guys, sturdy lads, like rugby players, but very nice guys. Andy, Jamie, I can't remember the other guy's name. They carried on and done all they had to do, and worked through the day, and lit our stove before they left. And this was about 4 p.m. So I expected them to be there about 6. But I have to say, they worked damn hard. Got it all up and running for us. And as I said, they knelt down and lit the fire for us. Showed us how you work the controls and everything. And left us with a nice roasty toasty multi-fuel stove. But only burning logs, probably, the odd bit of coal, maybe in the winter, when the winter comes back, because it would just be hardwood logs. So we had our stove up and running by Tuesday, well, let's say 4:30 or 5 o'clock. And it's great. This stove, it's a Jotul, it's J-O-T-U-L, and the model is 305B. B designates that it doesn't have four legs, it has an open front box section that it sits on, and that's for putting your nice wee logs in. You know, you can put your decorative ones in, which we're doing, or you can just put your normal burning logs in. and it's quite a big stove actually. Actually, when we seen it installed, my wife said, I didn't realise it was that big. It's not horrendously big, don't get me wrong, it's not horrendously big, but in a showroom full of stoves, it didn't look so big. Anyway, so we had a modest fires on Tuesday evening. Yesterday I lit it while my wife was up the street, and I had a big blazer on for her coming back down. And you know, I was sitting in the evening with shirt sleeves and bare feet, honestly. We had the ceiling fan on, the living room door open, and no central heating whatsoever. And by early evening, the house was showing 17.5, 18 degrees. By 8 o'clock, it was 20 degrees, and that was purely from the heat coming out of the living room and meandering out through the rooms and halls of the rest of the house. So it pushes out a good bit of heat, and we haven't had it blazed up, to be honest with you. We really need to give it a real good high temperature blaze to get rid of the fumes, because they're not, these things are stove enameled, but they're not cured in factory for obvious reasons. So it's up to the end customer to cure them by 2 or 3 days of big hot fire. So when we come back from a wee break, I'll get a real big blazer on and burn off the rest of the stuff, because it creates a kind of haze, slight haze and smell, but it's not smoke and it's not CO2. They actually install a CO2 detector up in the corner of the room, and we have 2 smoke detectors, so none of those are picking anything up. It's just the haze of the stove itself being cured. It's fantastic to have it. And I was reading up the spec before we bought it. Ian told us that it's only new. It was new towards the end of the year from this company, Yotel, and he said it's 8 kilowatt. He says, and that's pushing out 8 kilowatt. He says you're going to leave all the doors in your house open, except the outside doors, of course. I was reading the spec last night, and its minimum is 3 kilowatt. I'm assuming minimum means you've got a low fire and only burning, you know, a couple of logs with modest air input. The average is 7 kilowatt, and its maximum is 10 kilowatt. So if you get it loaded up, you've 10 kilowatt of heat shoving out of this thing. So, my God, it's warm. What a difference, but not just that, far healthier. And I'm thoroughly enjoying cleaning it out and chopping up sticks and collecting logs. And 24 years since we had a fire. At that time it was an open fire, and I always loved it. Never bothered me cleaning out ashes and rekindling a fire. Never bothered me at all. I actually loved it. So it was great to have another an interest back in my life that I missed for all those years. And I have to say, this one's got this Yotel 305 has quite a big window, a wide window. It's like panoramic widescreen television, which allows you to not only put longer logs in, but the effect of this bigger screen to look at your stove when the flames are licking away, or you've got those beautiful red glowing embers by the end of the evening. It's beautiful. It's absolutely lovely. But so it's made a difference already in 2 days. So yes, we had hassles, and yes, the guys still have to come back and do the plinth thing. He's going to call Blythe on Tuesday morning at 9 o'clock when they open. He's going to ask for a progress report. Then he's going to phone me and give me that progress report. And depending on what he hears from Blythe, will determine whether we go ahead and accept it. Definitely will be ready by the end of the week, or no, it's not going to be ready by the week. We'll just cancel the whole bloody order and send the money back to Ian, because Ian paid for it out of our deposit for the stove, and go elsewhere. He said he has another couple of venues, not venues, companies that we can go to. We're kind of hoping that this one will come through, because we picked it specially, you know, to go all the way out to that place, quite a number of miles away from our home, and select this stone. So I'm hoping that goes ahead. But if it doesn't, then fine, we'll accept that and we'll go and pick something else. So by next Friday, we're hoping the new plinth will be installed and we'll have it as is. Because it's holding things up. We can't... We've picked a new carpet for the hall and the conservatory. Now, the conservatory has been laid since it's a separate entity, if you like. And we're keeping the patio door closed to that at the moment while the fire cures itself. So we can't get the new carpet, matching carpet, laid in the living room until the new plinth is down, because they have to cut the carpet so that the plinth goes straight down on a cement base, actually, onto the directly onto the floorboards. It can't be obviously put on top of the carpet, so they have to cut that to shape. In this case, they've cut it to put the temporary plinth in, but when the new carpet comes, by the time that comes, the new plinth will be in place, and it's the carpet fitters that will cut and fit to suit, if I explained that properly. So we can't get that done, but I've want to redecorate anyway, emulsion all the walls and the ceiling, and wash down all the skirting and facings, even before the new carpet goes down. So when we come back, I've got work to do anyway through that week. But we cannot put the new carpet down until that plinth comes. We're definitely happy now. We've definitely accepted and got over all the anger and rage. We actually had another issue through the week regarding the vertical blinds for the conservatory, but that's another story, and I'll talk about that and something else. It's been a week of issues, but they're getting there now. It's terrible to be so angry that you're actually in a rage that you can't always control, and it kind of spirals, and then you threaten all kinds of things. So it's good. The position we're in now is good. And having that stove, my new toy. Mary has pulled me up two or three times a day because she's snuck along the hall and caught me messing about with the stove. And I said, would you leave it alone? Leave it alone. It's burning. It's putting out heat. Leave it alone. Don't put any more logs on. Things like that. So, but hey, it's a new toy for me, and I love it to bits. So, of course, I will update you by the end of next week, hopefully, telling you that everything has been done, the new plinth's in, and it's all hunky-dory. Isn't that a great expression? Hunky-dory. Anyone got anyone better than that? Anyway, there you go. Do appreciate if you've listened for 18 and a half minutes. Have you got anything better to do in your life? Thanks, I do appreciate it if you've listened through. I really do. Because it's great to share, and isn't that what Audio Boo is all about? Sharing the good times, sharing the not so good times with your friends. See you by the new.